constant Israeli harassment of Palestinian fishermen in Gaza, and limitations imposed by the Israeli troops on the area in which they can fish is making it almost impossible for them to make ends meet. Many fishermen have turned to fish farming or aquaculture industry to make a living. Aquaculture is relatively new in the Gaza Strip, so small fish is brought via underground tunnels from Egypt and then raised in huge water tanks. Fishermen had to learn new skills in order to adapt to this new reality.
We can't make a living nowadays as fishermen because of the Israeli siege. So I learned how to grow fish and started to work on this fish farm to provide for my family.
Most fish farms in Gaza grow saltwater fish by pumping seawater into huge tanks near the coastline. Currently, only a small variety of fish can be raised in Gaza, which is historically known for having large varieties of fish. The Israeli blockade has forced thousands of Gazan fishermen out of business. Now entrepreneurs are trying to help this beleaguered industry.
I started this project because of the Israeli naval blockade of Gaza. It is a way for us to defy the siege, but we were not left alone. During the war in Gaza in late 2008, my fish farm was destroyed by the Israelis.
Naval forces of the Israeli regime currently limit the fishing area of the tiny coastal enclave to 6 nautical miles, allowing fishermen to catch very small amounts of fish. Rights activists accuse the Israeli regime of sabotaging the Palestinian fishing industry.
They're having to resort to fish farming because the siege is continuing. Israel has limited the mileage that the Palestinians, the nautical miles that Palestinians can go and fish, to 6 miles. But the reality is they're attacking at 5 and 4 miles. This is what is the criminal damage to the industry, such that Palestinians are constantly forced to improvise.
Many here fear that if the Israeli naval blockade continues, many fishermen will have to turn to fish farming. Fish farms are seen as a last resort for Gazans to make a living due to almost non-stop Israeli attacks on Palestinian fishermen. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.